In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My profile looks fab. Look at that.
You do look good.
Oh, camp.
You know what?
That just jawline.
That pose right there, you look like you could be on a coin.
Yeah.
Just giving coin.
Is that giving coin?
Is that the next load of merch?
You're giving coin right now.
DB coin.
One Danny Beard coin.
Danny's serving coin.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm Kim K, Danny Beard.
And I'm Kendall J, Sam Morris.
And on this week's episode of the Gossip Gaze podcast, Sam is getting horny for Doctor Who.
Danny's trying some roleplay.
And everyone and their mum are flexing. Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, Sam Morris.
Hello, Sam. Hello. Billy's called in sick. I smell a hangover.
Deja vu.
Again.
I think around about the same time last year, we were recording a podcast together.
And funny, we had our friend's Christmas do. Do you do that? Do you have a friend's Christmas do? It's like a weird Christmas do, but with friends.
This year, we're doing Six by Nico, the Japanese menu.
The street food. No, is the Japanese in? No.
This is like quite
close
to Christmas.
We love food too much on the show.
I know. This is already, we've just turned into food. I can't remember. There's like a Christmas menu. There's a Japanese one. I was like, I don't want to do the Christmas one.
I love the Christmas menu. I went the Ivy for my Christmas menu. I love the food in the Ivy. Ivy Asia especially.
Just a quick one. Oh, really?
Shit. We waited half an hour for food. For drinks. My friend didn't even have a drink by the time she'd finished a starter. So I like give a nudge to the guy and was like, listen, mate, I don't want to be rude, but I know it's a big table. I know you're really busy, but we're waiting half an hour on drink. When they put a drink at the table, then we had to order the next drink just so it would come in time.
Yeah.
And then when the bill's like a lot of money, you think,
I think
they could have knocked a round or two off.
Yeah, I don't want to be a twat, but like they do pride themselves on their service and they do have a fuck ton of staff.
It was shit.
I don't know. Anyway, I do like the Ivy. What was the food like Christmas?
It's all right. Steak was really nice. I had steak.
A Christmas steak?
Well, it's not a Christmas steak. It was, I had a Christmas cracker on the table. I'll tell you what, the I hate Christmas crackers. Can we just go there?
Okay, what a hot take.
They're just hot take on the Gossip Gaze podcast. Pop the cracker, the table's a mess.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's fucking annoying. And most 9 times out of 10, the thing inside them is shit.
Well, I mean, they're only cheap, you know. What are you expecting out of a cracker?
I'd like money in it.
And money?
Yeah. Earpods.
You know what would be quite fun? If you were at a restaurant and like some of the crackers had like a discount or like a free drink.
Yeah, well, they were Ivy own brands.
So that'd be quite cool.
They could have put in them like, you've won 50% off in January.
Yeah, bring people back.
Why, we should be on the marketing team.
We could open a good restaurant, I think.
We could. And I'd get fake moss in. Did you see Aldi had fake moss?
Yes. I completely fell for it.
Amazing.
That was clever.
Those who don't know, the fashion show was in Manchester over the road from where I live, might I add. And everyone was like, oh my God, Kate Moss is in Ancoats Aldi. I was like, Kate Moss is not in fucking Ancoats Aldi. If Kate Moss wants a fucking meal deal, she's sending someone. She's not sending them to Aldi. She's sending them to waitress and partners.
Straight into
and
it.
And listen, girls, gays and A's, we've got loads to chat about, but don't forget this podcast is two queers in your ears, talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, hook up horrors, and getting all the goss from you, our gorgeous listener. Anything from, wait for it, office enemies, Sam.
Ooh.
Or ruining your mum's sofa.
Oh.
What have you been up to this week, Sam? Also, can we just do a shout out for anyone that's watching a social clip? Look at my card.
So you bought these in. What is this? You were telling me this is what the Kardashians drink out of.
This is a glass tumbler with a lid and a glass straw. And I've just finished the latest season of the Kardashians and I'm obsessed. I've never watched the Kardashians properly before. I've watched the new season. I'm going to go back. I just need to pick a season to watch it from and start from there. Do you watch it, Lily Mae?
No, I never watch the clips on social media, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
I'm a TikTok kind of rewatcher.
I appreciate the Kardashians more because of TikTokers. I like people then doing the impressions.
Have you watched the Yorkshire Kardashians?
You've not watched Yorkshire Kardashians?
No.
Yorkshire Kardashians.
I'd love that. Does he dub them?
Yeah.
Yeah,
great. Is there a Scouse one?
There should be.
There will be
could
now
make
if
that
it's
quite
not, because I'm going to do it.
Get on it.
But yeah, it made me think today, now we're going to have these new cups, what Kardashian would we be?
Oh, I don't know which one's which.
I think you're Kim.
I know I'm Kim.
Yeah. I thought let's start with...
I've got a fake bum.
Full
of filler.
Let's start with that.
I have a sex tape out there. I mean, I don't, but I could.
Oh, you could.
It would boost the podcast if
it
you
would
did.
Would it boost the podcast?
I think it would.
Would you boost your income with a bit of OnlyFans on the side?
Never.
You sure? They make like 50k a month.
They
the
make
good ones.
Great money a month.
It's less of a scandal, though, if you do that.
And
it's self-released.
Exactly.
Well, I could release your sex tape on my OnlyFans. That's a scandal.
Have you got an OnlyFans?
No.
Do you want one?
No.
No.
I'd like a lot of money, but I wouldn't do it.
Like a lot of money.
I wouldn't. I don't think I could.
Who would you be, Lily Mae? Who would you be? You don't know anyone.
I'd also kind of.
I'm gonna sound like a really stroppy kid, but I'd also like to be both Kim and Chloe.
You can't be both.
Be both.
You can't be both.
In his absence,
that's greedy.
Who do we think Billy is?
Chloe.
Courtney. Who do you think, Sam?
I was gonna say Chloe.
No, she's really good. She's like she's kind of my favorite.
I was thinking Chloe as Billy.
Really?
Yeah.
Like old Chloe, though.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I don't know what old Chloe, new Chloe means.
Yeah, you do.
who am I?
Who are you?
I thought maybe you're giving more Courtney. Or maybe
oh,
Kendall.
Oh, no, I was going to say you're a Jenna.
Yeah, maybe you're Kendall.
What's
actually
a really tall one?
Kendall.
Kendall, yeah, you're Kendall.
I'll be Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall's
she's a
supermodel.
Thank you.
King's padlock, double King's padlock.
So I am dying to ask you, how much did you pay for these Kardashian glasses?
I don't know.
A Kardashian never tells.
A Kardashian never tells. Great answer. But if I'm honest, I just saw them on Amazon and pressed buy now.
Oh, okay.
I'm
so
bad
it can't
for
be that
much.
It's on Amazon.
I'm bad for that. The concierge in my building's like, you've got a lot of parcels again today. I'm like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. We will get on with today's show, but I want to know if you've been up to anything really good as well.
Have you watched Doctor Who?
No, but Yaz Finney's in it and I'm obsessed with that.
Camp loved it. It is great. She was fab. Shooty was fantastic.
Yeah.
They revealed him as the new Doctor in the last
episode.
Oh, it's
David Tennant, not the Doctor. I mean, I don't know why I'm talking about Doctor Who like I care.
That was, because
I
now...
I just like Yaz Finney, that's it.
But Yaz was great, and now we've got a black gay Doctor.
Yaz
for the first
be
time
Yaz
ever.
Finney if she didn't do my backup dancing in Manchester Pride 2 years ago on a rollerblade. She would never have got Heartstopper. She was seen.
In rollerblades?
She rollerbladed in
that's
my show
cuckoo
for me. That's
crazy.
Camp Cuckoo and crazy, isn't it?
That is fab. I love that.
I'm not saying I made Yaz Finney, but...
get her on the pod. Get her on the pod.
She's famous for me now.
You never know. Ask her to bring your rollerblades. We've got enough space in the studio.
Do you reckon?
Bit of a twirl.
But
no, Shooty is a great doctor. Shooty was kind of hot
Doctor
as
Who?
A doctor. Yeah.
You're such a nerd. I love that.
Yeah, of course I am. Thank you. And also, Russell T. Davis is running the show again. That's the key factor.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Another gay icon. I honestly think Christmas Day, try watch Shooty's episode. See if
I
you like
watch
it.
Watch it. But I'll humour you and tell you that, Will.
Thank you. That's good. Because
and I definitely won't waste time on Christmas Day watching it if I was going to watch it.
I'm excited to
I've got the snowman on Christmas Day.
How many times have you watched that?
Every year.
Exactly. You don't need to watch it again, surely.
It's on in the morning when I open presents.
Tradition.
Really?
Tradition. You like a traditional every year. Christmas. Yeah. Oh, sorry, you're trying to get this Doctor Who chat.
I know,
out
I was really... It's fine. I won't keep boring you with Doctor Who, but...
Please don't.
In the preview, I will say, the first shot is just gay Doctor looking like he's raving in a club. I'm like, fucking great. I thought it was a trailer for a new, like, This Is Sin or something like that.
What, is this Horny Who?
This is Horny Who. I'm predicting it now. Shooty is Horny Who.
Is he going to have a sex scene, do you think? Is the Doctor ever had a sex scene?
Have you never watched Torchwood?
No,
Torchwood was so good. Me and my mates have started rewatching Torchwood.
Isn't that John Barrowman?
Yeah, he's cancelled now. I don't think too much about that.
Is he cancelled? Why?
Because of Torchwood. So Torchwood is a Doctor Who spin-off that was around about 2006 or 2010, around about that time. And it was Torchwood. It was Doctor Who for adults. So it was Doctor Who, but with sex and guns, basically. Yeah. Everyone was bisexual. Everyone fucked. It was great. They did a Cyberman episode. She had her tits out.
Okay.
John Barrowman was cancelled for... they accused him of exposing himself. Multiple people came out and accused him of exposing himself whilst at work. And it's believed that that was during Torchwood.
You can get cancelled for that?
Exposing yourself at work?
Yeah.
Yes, Danny, sexual harassment. So put it away.
Good to know. Don't forget, if you want to become a Gossip Gays goddess, get in touch and share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories, or anything else camp, crazy or cuckoo. I moved on very quickly there, Sam. Did you like that?
Yeah,
you can
I
get
did.
In touch by emailing us at
letters@gossipgayspod.com.
DMing us on Instagram at
gossipgayspod.
And you can get in touch via WhatsApp, text, voice notes. Do whatever you want, darling. Just head over to the episode's description to find out more.
Now, before we shimmy on too fast, shimmy, shimmy, yay, shimmy, ya, what have you been up to? You didn't tell me.
I didn't, but I was waiting for you to ask me the question because I've got a lovely story to tell.
Go on. You know
I don't like to name drop on the show everybody, but...
Dis-moi tout. That means tell me all.
What did you say?
Dis-moi tout.
What's that? Is this French? Are you learning French? Is this so we can discuss your fireman?
No, because we're talking about you now.
Can I actually just intervene? Because, Sam, since we became friends on Duolingo, I'm getting so many notifications about how much you're Duolingoing.
Yeah.
And it's actually insane.
I do Duolingo a lot. I do... I practice for about an hour a day.
Feels like a love language.
This must be good for you to try and learn another language.
Yeah.
He's trying very hard.
Did I you know what? About a third of our conversations are in French now. I am learning quite fast.
Wow.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. So, Danny, dis-moi tout.
I did a charity gig.
Oh,
I'm a charitable person,
what charity?
Sam. It was for a children's hospice in Ipswich, and it was
that's
put
nice.
On. So my producers and my theatre tour, my Edinburgh Fringe show, which
exclusive,
is
real, by
is
the way.
Coming back next year.
Oh, Camp Cuckoo Crazy.
Yeah,
where
and it's bigger and better than before, and we're even starting in another country. And then
way
doing,
else?
No, we're getting on a plane to go there.
That's
so it's
very...
definitely a faraway country because we're travelling via plane.
That's a very glamorous way to get to Scotland.
I mean, I'm actually going into a meeting this week to sign and make sure it's all going ahead. So I could have just jumped the gun, but hey ho.
Sorry if I'm jumping in too soon.
Go on.
Is it the same band?
Yeah.
I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah. Well, we just need to get them all booked and all the names on the dotted line. But yes, I want the same band.
They were so good. You
Thank
were all
you.
So good. And
Thank
what was
you.
Really nice is actually, because I saw it a few times.
Yeah.
I just seen you all go about together.
Yeah.
It was just sweet. It was lovely.
The whole band's back together again. So I did a charity gig in Ipswich for Griff Rhys Jones, which mums and dads of us will know and the older fags. And Lily May, weirdly. You know Griff Rhys Jones.
Yeah.
What's your name from?
I'm an older gay, so
I just
look younger than I am.
Lovely. I'm an older gay in this body. And we stayed at his and I kind of basically had a sleepover with Joanna Lumley. We had dinner together and breakfast. And
Camp.
Rob Brydon was there and Dara O'Brien and lots of amazing comedians.
So were all these people there for this charity?
Yeah. We were all on the bill and then we all stayed at Griff Rhys Jones's house. Well, I wasn't meant to because they said, do you want to stay over? And... I was like, oh, it might be a bit awkward if, do you know, just felt like, is it awkward to just stay in someone's house that you don't know? I've done it before.
Yeah, you've done it plenty of times and you've only met them that night, Danny. So yeah, this surely
is true. This is true, but I didn't want to get into bed with any of them. Anyway, it was really nice. Everyone was super lovely. Joanna Lumley gave me loads of gossip about, like, loads of stuff.
Can you tell me?
No.
Oh, off mic. What did you have for dinner? I'm very interested to know what all of you had.
It was a big spread and it was chestnut and something soup.
Okay.
With loads of crusty bread, then like
chestnut and mushroom
board.
Soup. That's, I think that's a thing.
Chestnut and mushroom, I think it was.
That's a thing.
Don't tell Kai because he hates mushrooms. It was delicious and he had two bowls.
Was he one of those where you could feed him secretly and not tell him the things he doesn't like is in there? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And when he eventually gets around to listening to this, he'll find out.
The main?
The main? That was the main. It was late. Oh. It was after the gig, don't forget. So we didn't get there till like 10:30 at night. So it was like that. And then cheese board. There was bottles of wine galore.
I haven't made a cheese board.
There was scrambled eggs all over the table. It was just heaven. Not like thrown on the table.
Scrambled eggs all over the table.
Yeah.
That sounds like such a weird made up phrase for a wild party.
It was wild. And then we went and fed alpacas after breakfast.
What?
Yeah, he's got like 6 alpacas.
It's in his garden, just chilling.
I mean, yeah, it's a garden.
It's a big...
a garden.
What do alpacas eat?
Well, we fed them carrots.
Oh.
But I don't know what else they eat. Grass and shit, probably, because they stink.
That's wild.
Yeah, well, they're not wild. They're domesticated.
Oh, so interesting.
But a bum bum.
I don't think I could have like that many animals. But also, I don't have a massive field for a garden.
No, do you have a balcony?
No, yeah, yeah.
You could have a fish.
I could have a fish. Turn myself to a fish. Top-notch content here at Gossip Gays.
listen, I want to know what is coming up today, please.
Can I actually intervene? Just one sec. I want to just mention that we are doing a Secret Santa in our bonus episode this week. So I want to just let everyone know that we're going to be revealing names. Even in Billy's absence, I will make sure that someone sends him.
So hang on, who's in it? Us four?
Us four.
Okay, great. Secret
Santa. Yeah. What we're going to reveal we're going to pick names in this week's bonus. Yeah. And then next week, we're going to have a special Christmas episode that will be out on Christmas Day.
Yay!
It'll be out on Christmas Day. We're going to give each other our gifts and we'll have some festivities.
Mm. Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year, you filthy animal. So, let's do our confessions after this little break, yeah? Should we take a break?
Oh,
I'm also
going to
top up my coconut water in my Kardashian cup.
That is very reality TV.
I know. The Gossip Gays. Are you cuckoo for confessions, Sam?
Oh, fuck yes.
Are you gagging for gossip, Sam? Are you turned on by trauma, Sam?
I don't want to make a noise for that one, but
go
yeah,
on,
we'll say yeah.
Turn yourself on, baby. Then make sure, if you are, that you are spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens, allies, and telling them to listen to the Gossip Gays podcast. Spread the love by what?
Spreading the podcast.
That was that was dreamy. That was almost voiceover worth.
Thank you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Girls, gaysies and lazies, we have been asking for your dirty confessions, questions and gossip. Either your own stories or gossip that you've heard third hand. The wilder, the wetter, the better.
Did we always say wetter?
No, I think it's a bit as it is, but I just, whatever's on the screen, yeah. I read.
It does, you know.
I'm like the Cat Deely of the gays.
I think wet's nice. Wet's nice. We can do that. Let's start off.
We've got one from Anthony.
Yeah, right. Do you want to hear what Anthony... Anthony's kept it short and sweet.
Let's go for it.
Anthony says, hi, Gossip Gays gang.
I love that, can I just say? That's no one singles out. We're all on even playing fields. I like that kind of vibe.
It's the Gossip Gays.
The Gossip Gays gang, the triple G.
Right. Hi, Gossip Gays gang. I have recently become a player. Quick side, I don't think anyone who's a player has called themselves a player.
No.
But thank you, Anthony.
I'm a player. I know when he's written that as well. He's been like, I'm a player.
Sorry.
And I'm like, no, you're not.
I'll try that again properly.
Do it like that.
I have recently become a player. Ooh, I've been having sex with my mate's partner. And last weekend, we was both out and decided to meet up and ended up at mine. But halfway through the sex, his missus turned up and came round to mine. What do I say
to believe.
Her?
I don't believe.
How can I explain that her partner was at mine?
Well, it's a bit late. What, she still stood there waiting now for the answer?
You probably should have said something when she walked in on your bum and her fella. So,
what do I say to her? How can I explain? What did she...
Well, I'm a... do you want to role play?
For today, let's assume.
Do you guys want to...
Yeah, also, who's Anthony?
I'm Anthony.
You're Anthony. Lily May is your missus.
Yeah.
And I'm getting mailed on the sofa.
No, I'm your missus,
you're
Sam.
You're her missus.
Oh, okay.
I'm
okay.
Anthony.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Lily May.
What's going on?
Hang on. Let me just write an email to my favourite podcast and find an answer, and I'll tell you in 2 to 6 weeks.
Is that the Gossip Gays podcast?
It is, hosted by DJ Bill. DJ Sam Morris and Danny Beard. Yes.
I love that podcast.
I do too. Do you like gay things?
I didn't know. Sam, do you listen to the Gossip Gays podcast?
I don't think you will, because he is not gay.
I'm heterosexual.
Oh, yes.
And we're not having sex.
Yes.
Ah, good. So you're not listening to the Gossip Gays podcast together, are you?
No.
What are you doing then?
Baking.
Ah. Baking some cake.
Cake.
He loves to bake.
That's what's on
Straight
Sam's
bake.
Face now. Icing sugar. As you can see, it's already mixed.
Can I join in?
No.
It's time to go home.
You actually look quite sexy there when you you look down your nose at us and went, can I join in?
Guys, I'm feeling this energy. What are we saying?
I'm getting all awkward. I feel like I'm going red. I can't wait to listen to that back. Imagine someone listened to this episode for the first time and it was on that bit.
And the entire time, I think we should have music like, boom.
Oh, can you put a bit of sexy music under
there?
I can
see what I can do. Yeah, I can see what I can do.
That is really hot.
Maybe we'll have our own sort of Hollyoaks situation going on. I mean,
that was very like, how's Trish, wasn't it?
This is like 2 weeks in a row where we've just made storylines for Sean Cody, honestly.
Yeah.
They'd
you
love it.
Sean Cody. Your porn is very generic.
sorry.
So what are we saying to Anthony?
I think, Anthony, listen, you need to be honest. Is he in an open relationship? So you are a bad friend. I'm saying it. I'm just going to say it. You're having sex with your friend's partner and you're potentially hurting her.
I'm saying, Anthony, you actually need to get back in touch with more details. Like, has the partner asked, and she walked in on the act? Is she suspicious? How long have you been having sex with your mate? Are you a player?
Is the sex good?
These are all questions
are you a player?
I would like addressed in a second letter, if that's okay. We've not done this before. I've not asked for a second letter just to clarify the information. But it's feeling...
It's judge's orders.
I need some more. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And you've definitely not won.
Lily May, is that fair? Is that fair to say?
Oh, thank you for coming to my judgment.
It felt like because Lily May's at a computer, it feels like she has the final say.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Anthony, please get back in touch. Thank you.
Anthony, as well, like, come on, man. There's plenty of dick out there. I mean, unless you've... You know, this could also be, If this was written completely differently, I've fallen in love with my friend's partner. He isn't out. You know, if it was just positioned in a different way and it was like, we couldn't help how we feel. But this is not. This is, I'm a player.
I think you've written into brag.
It's a brag.
You've written into brag.
It's a flex.
And what are we flexing? What are we flexing, Anthony?
I don't know.
Write in. Prove me wrong. Prove it's wrong. A flex. Should we have another one? Yeah. Let's have another one. Now, this
Someone's
person...
looking for advice now, right?
Opposite end of the spectrum. We've got a lot of detail. Maybe too much. We'll find out. This is from Nonny, a.k.a. Anon.
Oh, I love that they've come up with a new name for Nonny. Yeah. Anonymous. Hello, Nonny.
And Nonny uses he, him pronouns.
Ooh.
Hey, huns. Let's call me Nonny.
Hang on, can I just say, I can see on the auto cue it says, hey, huns and Sam.
Yeah.
So somebody's Am clearly I separated? Written in and you're not a hun and we're huns. And that's why you didn't read it, because you want to be a hun.
I
you
did look at feel, you're going red. I felt isolated from that. I did you feel isolated from that. What am I in this?
Not a hun.
Can huns I just say, Sam. I have edited this down. So even though it's long, I have edited this down.
Oh my God.
And they did say they still love you, Sam.
Did they also specify that you're a hun and I'm not, Lily May?
I actually wasn't addressed at all, but I'm assuming that's because I'm a hun.
You're a hun. Let's get down okay. to business.
So thank you.
To defeat.
Thank you, Nonny.
The Huns.
I will do a more honest reading. Hey, Huns and Sam, not a hun. Let's call me Nonny. The anonymous he, him listener from Leeds, Canal Street, is basically a second home to me. My dilemma and problem is a work thing, and I need some rational and reasonable third parties to tell me what to do.
Hang on.
We'll find a different podcast. Yeah, we'll find a different podcast for you.
Oh my God, look at that paragraph, Sam.
I think Five Live have some listeners in. Right. This problem has been simmering for a few years, but the last couple of weeks have brought it all to a head. A bit of background. I'm an important and senior business bitch at work. Ooh. I'm talking six-figure salary.
Everyone's
coming
into
flex today. All right.
All right, darling. Hope you're telling the taxman about that.
And all the fringe benefits that come with being at the top of a big organisation. Me and one other senior management person don't get on personally. So we're talking office drama again today.
Office drama.
What I found out the other week is that he has been gossiping about me to other members of staff. Been inappropriately conducting private investigations into my conduct, all unfounded and have been proven to be nonsense, and has genuinely been going on to attack me. I can't help but feel that this is because I'm a homosexual working in a very straight dominated industry and I'm a little different.
Ooh.
I've tried brokering conversation in the past on a couple occasions in order to form a working relationship, but I've never had any positive response. He doesn't behave in this way with any other senior members of the team. I can't help but feel victimized, treated differently, and discriminated against. But yeah, is this a draft for your HR appeal?
It feels it.
Save this in the drafts.
I think they want a quote from me for their HR appeal.
Some clips, evidence. There's no way of talking or reasoning with him now. And there's too much water under the bridge to pretend there's something going on. Any thoughts so far before we get into the nitty gritty?
If I'm being totally honest, I feel like this person's made the mind up. And I get it. But if you're already saying there's too much water under the bridge, I don't want to make a big deal out of it. I think you've made your mind up. I think the only real way to turn this around is to get them to like you. And I think if they're not going to.
Now, I think that's really interesting because as we move on to chapter two of this mm-hmm. letter, when you said they've made their mind up, for the first time ever, we've been given multiple choice.
God, I love this.
We've not
do you
actually...
Remember that? Do you remember when Black Mirror did that multiple choice episode and you pick it an episode...
Bandersnatch.
Yeah.
Well done. You're a clever cookie, Lily May. I like you.
Thank you. Snatch in the title.
Yeah.
Bandersnatch is such a good drag name.
Yeah, it is.
True.
I also thought Gigi Hadid
would
be a good
drag name.
Oh my
God, I've got a club
name.
Sticker on my... Stamp on my wrist.
You dirty stop out. Anyway, back to this business letter.
Is that from
Riffreet
Jones's house?
On the door.
Oh, no, sorry. Silly mistake. It's Joanna Lumley's signature.
So it's just a lipstick when she gave me a kiss goodbye. So we've been given multiple choice. So actually, we have to select from these options.
Okay, let's go.
But this is because it's a six-figure business bitch. You know, we're getting the TED talk on what we're allowed to do in the situation.
I hope this was all written on work time as well and you got paid for writing it.
I hope it was written on Teams.
Yeah.
Right. Do I? Option one. Call him out, make a big deal of it, and risk isolating myself from the business because I'm too different and a little camp and crazy.
Ooh.
Option two, just hand my notice in and leave because it's starting to get me down a lot mentally. I'm not myself and allow bubbly personal hun that I used to be.
Oh.
Option three, Just suck it up and accept that it will be similar wherever I go, and just stop taking things so personally. So what if he's treating me differently, and so what if he's constantly on the attack with me? I've done nothing wrong, so I can justify everything he throws at me. I'm great at my job and absolutely love what I do. This job works for me, except for the problem above. Do I suck it up and carry on? Your help and entirely sensible guidance would be very much appreciated. And as an aside, I think you're all goddamn amazing, and I'm one of them listeners who get so excited every time I listen to a new episode and have it playing in the car on my way to work without fail. Thank you, and love you forever.
These options you've got, what it always fascinates me when people are like, do I either do this or do I either do that? And like, you start to build these little walls up, or you create these bubbles, and it can only then be in one of these bubbles. Why can't we just combine some of them here? To give yourself the best outcome. So the first one, do I call him out? And the third one, do I suck it up and accept where it's similar? I think there's ways of doing it that aren't so extreme. You could call them out by not calling them out as the connotations of, I'm going to call you out. You could say, let's have a convo. I feel like there's something going on.
And you
here.
Have to keep it professional.
I want to know if you're a bad I'm business doing bitch. Something that's really upsetting you, how can I change and make our relationship better in work? I've noticed that there's something between us, and I want to make sure there's nothing I'm doing. You put it all onto you and try and work through it. And then if it don't work, suck it up and hang your notice in.
You've got to keep professional, right? So you'd say, hey, I'm sorry if I'm serving too much cunt in the workplace.
Sorry if I'm serving too much cunt in the workplace.
Yeah, because bad business, bitch. That's six-figure salary.
Just don't write that in an email because you'll get sacked.
Switched on this letter about basically being in a very straight environment at work, right? A very heteronormative environment. I've worked in a lot of workplaces like that where I felt like to be fair, even the gym now, I'm the only queer personal trainer. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not true. There's a lesbian now. I'm the only queer male personal trainer.
Male presenting
queer personal trainer. So I kind of get why that can be intimidating sometimes, or why it can feel quite isolating, but I wouldn't feel it's going to be like this everywhere, because, straight people aren't necessarily going to be isolating you for that reason everywhere you go. Do you know what I mean? I feel very welcomed in the workplaces that I'm in right now.
I think what you really need to do is, even if you believe it's because you're gay, don't focus on that. Don't tell yourself that's the reason. Because you will then find a way to make that be true.
Yeah.
And it might not be. It might genuinely not be. And if it is, then you might never be able to change your opinion. But it also might not be. It might be things you're not even aware of that actually you might be able to grow as a person. If you have an actual sit down and just say, and like I said earlier, you take the onus. You put it all back on you, even though part of you knows it's them. It's a them issue. Mm-hmm. You can't say that to them. If you take the ownership, if you show them a bit of vulnerability, make a bit of an effort, how can I change? I feel like our relationship isn't the best it could be, and I'm aware that a few things have happened, and we're very senior in this company, and I think we both need to lead by example. I think there's buzz phrases you can throw in, and I
synergy.
We need to be symbiotic in our relationship. Our Teslas are parked next to each other and our six-figure salary out in the front. We need to get on. I don't want to be keying your car on the way home from work, bitch.
Go have a little business lunch.
Take him out on the company cards, schmooze and wine him, dine him, and say, bitch,
you know I'm sexy. Oh, God, just text me, bitches. Have you seen the guy dressed up as Batman who does that?
No,
I'm going to stop there. But worth saying,
go on.
Is... if you love this job, if you're making bank, if the only problem is this person, don't let that be the be-all and end-all of your job. Because it's your job's more important.
And people sometimes you don't like.
Me and Danny do this podcast.
I love you. I'm joking. But there certainly was people on my season of Drag Race that I would be glad to never see again. That they've shown their true colours. But, I would also never be unprofessional and not...
It's just, it's work life, isn't it? You deal with people that you don't like.
Just deal to do it.
So I would not make it the be all and end all.
Two cod just text me.
So yeah, chill out, I think.
Yeah, chill out. I'm sorry. Our advice is chill out, man.
I think we're done with that one. Should we do one last one?
Yeah.
One last one.
This is like from an Anon, she, her, that starts with like, to begin.
Okay, so this is from an Anon. They are she, her.
Oh.
They say, hey, Gossip Gays, to begin. ...
It's almost as if I can read it there. I'm calling it an auto cue, but we've just got the screen.
Auto cue.
Yeah, I'm going to scroll not too far now, so it's a surprise.
I like the start of this one. It says, to begin, ...
I am a lesbian.
Very dramatic.
Yeah. Maybe they've spelt it wrong and it's a thespian.
I'm a thespian.
Because it's very dramatic.
... I am Lebanon.
Yeah.
So, I was on a night out in Manchester and we had gone for an afters. One thing led to another and I ended up taking a boy home.
Ooh.
Who was one of my work colleagues.
Uh-oh.
People love shagging their co-workers.
It's the time of year for shagging the co-worker. God. Welcome to the office Christmas parties. Which one are you going to fuck? Have you ever shagged a co-worker?
No, I haven't. But
have you ever shagged a co-worker, Lily May, producer?
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so? You know, you have. You have.
No. Okay, so I almost have, and I've definitely tried. People get sexier in the workplace. Like, they just do. And it's Stockholm syndrome, and you're around them every day.
Mm.
Dating apps, you have some photos, all that sort of stuff. In the workplace, you can see them. And I think if someone's really good at their job, or like they're quite authoritative, it's quite sexy, isn't it?
You like that.
Yeah, when someone's just very confident in what they're doing, you see them in a different light. Because also, when you're dating, you don't always see the most confident side of people.
That's true.
You're comfortable.
More relaxed.
What?
You get to see
That's a nice, unique perspective from behind
Thank
the desk.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's what I told HR.
You know what,
and I got let off.
All my mates who work like 9-to-5 jobs have shagged a co-worker either this year or last year.
Well, I love getting the goss off my
all the time.
Off my normal friends that do all real proper normal jobs. I love getting
and it
goss.
Always happens.
And it's always people like cheat.
Yes,
got a wife, they've got a fella, and they were fucking.
Yeah, like the majority of people I know who've shagged co-workers shagged someone who was in a relationship. It's crazy.
Can they write in?
Yeah, I've got them to write in.
Yeah, get them to write in.
Camp Cuckoo crazy. So should we see where this Lebanon?
Yeah, let's go Lebanon.
So I was on a night out in Manchester and had gone for an afters. One thing led to another and I ended up taking a boy home who was one of my work colleagues. For some stupid reason, I didn't take him back to my own flat. We went back to my family home because it was closer. I don't have a bedroom at my mum's, so the sofa it was. So we are getting it on and it's going very well. And I started fingering his asshole. Doesn't every letter come to the arsehole at some point, doesn't it? Always happens. I must have thought I was fingering a girl because it was pretty vigorous. This was going on for about a minute or so. Next thing, shit everywhere. As I pulled my finger out, he just shit loads. All on my hand and all over my mum's cream sofa. He thought it was funny. I told him it was hanging. That's how you could tell this person's from Manchester. Anyway, after he cleared himself up, he left and I had to clean the fucking sofa. Obviously, he didn't do a good job because the next morning, my mum asked me if I'd shit myself in my sleep. And I had to say yes. She told me I needed to grow up, then had to get the sofa professionally cleaned because she thought I'd shit on it. I can't cope. Oh, and by the way, I still see this boy all the time, and he's just going about as if nothing ever happened. I guess that's all you can do, but every time I see him, I just think of him shitting on me. From Anon, for obvious reasons.
Well, I've just got a new cream sofa, and I would never speak to them again.
Wow, you better not be fingering your boyfriend on there.
I put a towel down, trust me.
This was camp cuckoo and crazy.
This is wild.
I was getting so fed up of all the shit
Vigorously
stories.
Vigorously fingering a bumhole until I do a full tears on your hand is not good.
That's
and
one
why
thing
are you
to keep
sharing?
You as a
this
lesbian.
This is another weird flex. Keep this to yourself.
There was a weird flex in there, wasn't there, where she was like, oh, normally, because I'm fingering girls, I'm just too vigorous. That was a weird flex.
Why would you finger someone who's not douched?
I think she got caught up in the moment. End of the night, gone home. He's a straight man, so he might not... He's a straight man, he's not douching. Do you know what I mean? Straight men are really just you know, playing roulette when it comes to butt stuff.
She was just trying to find a hole, wasn't she?
Yeah. You know,
get some familiarity. And
I just want today to finish.
Did you not find that as funny as I did? I thought that was fantastic.
No, I don't.
I think that Lily May.
Yeah, that was one of my favourites.
Yeah, I think that's one of my all-time favourite letters. No,
thank you
so much, mystery lesbian.
Yeah, thank you to the lesbian community
and
for doing that.
I'm sorry, we were just talking about how great Office romance drama is. Imagine if you found out not just that someone shagged someone in your office, but that someone shat all over someone's
It'd be the gossip of the century. It's gossip of the century.
And her mum thinking that she just shat herself in her sleep.
Did the mum not hear some shenanigans going on? I'm feeling very dubious about people's letters at the minute. I just feel like, are people just taking us for a ride? I'm here.
Enjoy the ride, Danny.
No, I think this...
week out to give people some solid advice to help my community to be an ally to straight people who want to write in and fucking get help from us. And I am getting people saying, oh, I've shit on my mum's couch. Oh, I'm earning six figure salaries. Help me. Oh, what was the first one?
I'm a player.
No.
Yeah, the three flexes today are, I'm a player, I make six figures, and I finger too hard. It's a great collection of flexes.
My advice is, like, never tell anyone this story again.
Oh, I disagree. My advice is just tell one person in the office, because no one will believe you.
I mean, at least it's not your, you know, feces.
At least it's not your sofa. Thank God. That's an act of vandalism, that. Sneaking into your mom's house in the middle of the night and then finger blasting some poor boy.
I'm at the end of my tether with this show. And it's my creation.
Yeah. Anyway, Danny, who are you crowning Gossip Goddess of the Week?
To be honest, no one deserves it this week. I'm genuinely livid.
Overriding that, it is absolutely finger blasting.
Finger blast shite mother.
The finger blasting shit explosion. Yes. Lily May?
Yeah, I agree.
It's all just too much.
At least now for Christmas.
It's meant to be Christmas. It's meant to be the most wonderful time of the year. And quite frankly, it's not. Come on, Izzy.
Well, now you know for Christmas, you can get your mom like a plastic...
I'm not coming back unless we get some proper letters.
And if you want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, funny story or anything else, camp, crazy, cuckoo, you can get in touch by Danny.
Fucking you reading. It's funnier.
Emailing us at Gossip Gaze. Letters at Gossip Gaze.
You don't even know the fucking email.
Letters at gossipgazepod.com. You can DM us on Insta at gossipgazepod, and you can now even get in touch via what, Danny?
Don't bother getting in touch.
WhatsApp, text, voice notes, go wild. Look, if you want to remain a nun, if you want to tell us about anyone you're finger blasting on your mom's sofa, just say. We will never out you, and we can even disguise your voice. Head over to this episode's description to find out more. And please, please also do not forget to give us a glowing 5-star rating and
don't
review.
Don't bother even reviewing it. No one listen again. We're done.
We'll be back. Well, I think me and Lily May will be back. We'll find out if Danny's going to come in next week for our bonus episode on Monday. Danny, you're going to be there?
I'll be back. Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'll be back. Goodbye.
What coin do I look like?
Ooh.
I reckon it's a pound.
No, it's more than a pound.
Oh, I was going to say 50p, you know.
No, a pound
fuck
is...
Fuck off, 50p is fab because it's like the Queen's nose.
Oh, how is a pound worse than 50p?
50p is camp.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.